Over the past few years, building owners have increasingly turned to natural gas instead of heating oil. But if you're trying to do that in Westchester County, you may have to wait. Con Edison says that next month it's going to stop accepting natural gas applications from new customers because it's worried about supply. Joining us now to discuss this is Mike Clendenin, Director of Media Relations at Con Edison. Welcome back to WMYC, Mike.
Hi, good to be here, Jamie.
Con Edison has said that the problem isn't so much that there isn't enough natural gas available in general. There just isn't enough coming to this particular area. Why is that?
Right. So there's natural gas available around the country, but I think as many of your listeners know, there's been a movement to prevent or to restrict more interstate gas transmission from coming into this area. And so as a result of that, there's been several projects that have not gotten approval over the past few years that would bring gas to our region. We've got to constantly keep an eye out on how much supply we have in our service area. In our case, it's good part of New York City and Westchester County, and what the demand is. And we've really reached a point where without new supply, we can't continue to hook up new gas connections, new gas customers.
Why put a moratorium on new hookups for just Westchester? Is there not a problem bringing natural gas into, say, New York City or other parts of the region?
Great question. So gas comes in over transmission lines from several different points. And the gas transmission lines that are available in Westchester, there basically are two. One is at the northern part of the county, which is actually not impacted right now. It's there are no constraint issues on that one. But on the southern part that feeds a good bulk of our Westchester service area, the gas constraints are extremely tight. We've got constraints in other part of our service area, but not right now in New York City. We're good at the moment. We can continue to hook up new gas customers. There will be constraints coming. It's really just a question of knowing what the demand is going to do in many years out, how much longer we can sustain hooking up new gas customers.
A company named Spectra is building the Algonquin pipeline through northern Westchester, though opponents say it's too dangerous for all sorts of reasons. Is the controversy surrounding that project or other pipelines contributing to the need for this moratorium?
Well, if the gas supply comes in, we can hook up new gas customers. But if it doesn't, for whatever reason, it could be opposition, it could be a decision by agencies that it's not appropriate, it could be any number of reasons. If it doesn't come in, our job is to try to make sure that we have enough gas to serve customers on the coldest winter days. We need to make sure that we've got enough gas in our system to serve those customers and meet their heating needs on those kinds of days. And that's the problem we're encountering right now.
How does New York's ban on fracking come into play here? Is the state as a whole trying to move away from natural gas anyway? And how does the controversy over fracking play into the larger push to find new sources of energy?
Well, there have been policymakers in the state that, have said no to fracking, and there are other ways of still getting gas to New York. You don't have to have fracking going on here, but if you're going to ban it, you need to come up with a replacement. How much is available? What's available? We believe in renewables. We agree with the state's renewable energy goals. We want to get there. We think we're going to need a good, smooth transition.
So then is the moratorium, Mike, a way to prod developers and the government to get serious about alternative energy sources?
Well, I don't know about a prodding. I mean, I think it's just a reality of what we have to do to make sure that we can keep the heat on for customers during the coldest winter days. That's all. I mean, the moratorium is simply our reality that we can't keep signing up new gas customers if we don't have new gas supplies. Simply supply and demand.
I've been speaking with Mike Clendenin. He's the Director of Media Relations at Con Edison. Mike, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it.